Is there any more blasphemous use of an American icon than taking the beloved DeLorean made famous by the Back to the Future movies and converting it from fossil fuel to some other crap? I don't think so, but there's a bastard named Dave Bellman in Cherokee, New York, is ruining it for everyone. He's on the phone with us right now. Good morning.
How's that for an introduction, Dave?
Hey, I'm pretty impressed.
So pissed off, I can't
now settle
speak.
Down, Dwyer, because at the end of the Back to the Future movies, it was running on banana peels.
All right.
I think Dave has taken us a step closer because he's got a DeLorean that he converted from gasoline, and it runs on?
It runs on electricity, and I converted it with my friend Tom Nealon. Another fellow engineer.
Mm-hmm. So Tom's on my list now, too.
How does it work? You guys got just a really long extension cord or what?
That's one way to do it, but I prefer to just charge it up. It takes about 2 hours to fully charge, and then I can drive 30 miles or so.
And it's a zero emissions, no gas consuming.
Absolutely.
You sound a little bit like Doc Brown as I listen to you.
I think I look a little like him, too.
Do you really? It's great. How did you do this? Did you pull out the engine, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I bought this DeLorean with a blown engine. It had a seized engine, and I seized the opportunity to convert it to electric.
Hey, now. Good morning.
How much does a DeLorean with a blown engine cost?
$6,000.
Really?
Ooh. It needed other work also, but we fixed it up slowly and progressively. And we bought all the components, you know, the motor, the battery, the controller, the charger. Those are the main expensive parts. And we put our minds to it. We figured out where we want to put the batteries, and we all hooked it up, and it's faster than a regular DeLorean.
And it's faster than a regular DeLorean?
It's quick. Let's put it this way. It's quicker than a regular DeLorean. Top speed, I've had it over 85, but I don't know what the top speed really is, so I can't say it's faster.
Okay. Quicker, meaning 0 to 60 quicker?
Exactly.
So it runs, is it run similar to the way a golf car would run?
You know, people look at golf carts. They think of electric cars as golf carts. Golf carts are notoriously slow, you know, but there are similarities, but this is much faster.
Okay. So what happens when you drive 31 miles, Dave? You got to call your wife, or you got to call Marty to have him come and pick you up, or
things start to slow down. You notice you're losing power.
Yeah.
It happened to me one time when I didn't have time enough to recharge, and basically I pulled off the side of the road. I limped over to a gas station. I saw they had an ice maker out front. I knew they had power. I went around inside and said, "Hey, I need to fill up." He says, "Yeah, so?" I said, "I need to plug in," and he was pretty intrigued by that, and he let me do it. I charged up for another half hour and then went home.
Did he charge you for that?
Absolutely not. I bought some chips.
I'm pretty sure that covered the bill.
So what does it cost you typically to charge the thing fully?
Between $1 and $2. We pay a lot for electricity here in New York, so we it's closer to $2.
Mm-hmm. Too bad you can't run an extension cord over to Connecticut. So.
Now, are you working on it so that it'll go more than 30 miles?
The limiting factor is the batteries. I'm using what's called lead acid type batteries. That's a low technology. Typically, the battery in your car.
Mm-hmm.
There are lithium ion batteries, which could take this thing over 100 miles. Unfortunately, instead of $2,000 for the batteries, it's going to cost $10,000 for the batteries. Just don't have the bread right now. In addition, there's nickel metal hydride batteries, which could also take this car, 60, 70 miles.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. The patent for that was bought by, Chevron, and you can't buy these batteries anymore.
Really?
Because
people in the EV community are worried that the oil companies are going to buy up the patents for the lithium-ion batteries, and they're really going to be sunk.
Nah, then you just put a gas engine in there, and you're all good to go.
Yeah.
And you could go as many miles as you want. You could go 300 miles with one of those, Dr. Dave.
All right. We're trying to avoid gasoline. We don't want to burn any more dinosaurs. And we're trying to cut the pollution.
Well, Dave, I hated you at the beginning of the phone call, but it sounds like it's not quite as bad as I thought.
Let me just say one more thing.
Sure.
When cars were made in the beginning of the late 1800s and early 1900s, the original cars were electricity. They ran on electricity, not gasoline. So we're really going back to the future with this electric DeLorean.
I thought the original cars ran on steam.
Well, after that.
Oh!
I love your snappy comebacks.
Now, Dr. Dave's got to get back to his own morning show.
He's, now, wait. you're not an engineer by trade, are you?
No, I'm a physician.
A medical doctor.
That's exactly right.
We did a story yesterday. Did you see the thing where they broke down what a typical doctor bill, how much, if you were to take 100, let's say you billed somebody for $100, what the breakdown is. Do you still have that list, Beth? Is that around here anywhere? Like $3.65 goes for your malpractice insurance. $3.50 goes to maintain your equipment. $7 goes for supplies. $15 goes to pay for the equipment. $20-some goes for your staff. And it turns out that a physician typically makes, if they charge $100, $41 of it goes to the physician.
You also have to remember that sometimes when a doctor charges $100, the insurance company may pay him $37.
Right, right.
Yeah, but we're all rich, right?
Well, no.
Well, you're driving a freaking DeLorean that's running on electric.
Wow. A $6,000 DeLorean.
Yes.
You go and steal power from the poor guy at the gas station and buy chips. And
what's the gross vehicle weight difference between the old one and your current one?
I figure I'm almost 400 pounds over the original weight.
Okay. 400 pounds heavier.
And that's all the how many car batteries do you have in the DeLorean's rear engine, right? Or
exactly.
Mid engine, I guess is what they call it.
It's called rear engine because the engine sticks behind the sticks out behind the rear axle.
Okay.
So I have 8 batteries in the back and 5 up in front.
Okay.
And no trunk space.
Actually, there is trunk space. The original trunk space, which is up in the front and called the bonnet, is still there.
Were you a fan of the DeLorean car or the movie, or did you just happen to find a car that you could buy relatively inexpensively with a blown engine and said, this one will do?
Definitely a fan. I also have another DeLorean that has a regular gasoline engine in it, which I've done major modifications to also.
You know then probably that you can buy refurbished DeLoreans. There are 2 or 3 DeLorean plants. One is outside of Chicago, I believe, and one is in Texas, where for about $30,000-$35,000 you can get a DeLorean that's been restored with old stock, so it looks like it's brand new.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool.
Yep, I've been there.
Now,
have you?
Of the 2 DeLoreans do you have any of the red ones?
No.
Okay.
No, the DeLoreans all came silver from the factory, stainless steel, as
yep.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were some of them were painted by dealers, but they were never painted by the factory itself.
Right, right. I didn't know if any of those still existed or not.
Have you checked all the panels to see if John DeLorean left some of his other activities inside?
Ooh, that's a sore spot with us DeLorean owners.
I know. You know what? I love... One of these days, I will have a DeLorean. I came this close to buying one time, and then I realized, you know what? I'm going to have kids soon. This is just not practical.
It's a fun car, but as you know, it's a 2-seater.
Yep.
I was just at the DeLorean Car Show 2008 in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania this past weekend. We had 156 DeLoreans, the most DeLoreans in one spot other than at the factory, and there were some painted ones there.
Yeah. How many of them were made total? Because they only produced them for, what, 4 or 5 years?
3 years, 81, 82, and things that they called 83s were really produced in 82,
yeah.
late 82. They made about 8,500. There's almost 5,000 throughout the world today.
Uh-huh. And the manufacturing plant was in Ireland?
Absolutely, Ireland, yep.
See, I know a little bit about the thing.
Yep. But we actually had some people from Ireland who worked on the plant come and talk to us. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Were they also pissed off that you tore out the motor and put in these batteries?
This one gentleman that was actually a factory worker, I took him for a ride. He said it was the best part of the show.
Really?
That's very
cool.
And
I'm assuming it's real quiet. You know, we made the golf cart analogy, and you said it gets a bad rap because of that. But does it sound take off like that?
Yep.
Which one do you like driving better?
I like the electric one better.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's more fun.
But you said it's got more pickup than the gas-powered one.
Yes, it does.
All right.
Till you hit that 30-mile mark. And then things really start to slow.
Then it's all gas.
And so what powers the is there an alternator or a generator in there like we would know that would power your other electronics?
No, there's a separate battery. It's actually a 14th battery or, you know, in the original spot that the regular battery was in, and that powers the accessories.
And what powers that battery? Is that the same thing with when you plug it in?
You can do it that way. I actually have a charger set up, a special charger set up, that as I'm charging the battery pack, the propulsion pack, it actually feeds off a little bit and charges the other battery also.
Okay. And it's just regular 110 power?
you can charge 110, but it's faster to charge in 220.
220. So what does your wife say when you unplug the washing machine?
Will you quit this nonsense?
It's the dryer.
The dryer, right.
You know, about 75% of American public drive 30 miles or less a day. So when you have a car that goes 30 miles, most of the public can actually use that.
That's like for a commuter car.
Uh-huh.
And it would cost you, what did you say, a dollar?
A buck or two to go 30 miles.
That's not bad. That's pretty intriguing.
I spent $6 to drive to the ballpark to find out it was flooded and drive back the other day. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, God, that was the worst part. As I get to the ballpark, find out it's flooded, the game's canceled, I got to drive back. I'm like, that just cost me $6.
The main thing that I did was I tried to make a car that was fun for me, which it was, and it was an interesting project. But it also, I wanted to show the public that, look, if I can do it, why don't the manufacturers, the automobile manufacturers do it?
Well, because Chevron owns all the patents.
There you go.
Wow. Hey, so what other cars do you drive?
Well, I have the other DeLorean, as I mentioned, and I have a 2008 Infiniti.
You rich doctor.
And what's the wife drive?
She drives an SUV.
Aha! Uh-huh. So what you're saving in fossil fuels,
that's all right.
She's taking in foot. Hey, you know what? I had a tape recorder out by when I started up my vehicle yesterday. I got a Ford Explorer.
Uh-huh.
You want to hear what it sounds like?
Sure.
I turn the key on, and this is what I hear. That's just money falling out of the tailpipe every time I start it. Yeah.
Well, mine's more silent when it comes to money. A little bit money, but not too much.
Yeah.
You know, my wife drives an SUV because she has to trailer her, you know, her bicycles around. She does a lot of exercising.
Oh, all right. Well, good luck to you. That's pretty interesting. I want to see you get it up to, you know, a few hundred miles so we can drive all over the place.
Well, one of these days, you know, when the lithium-ion batteries prices come down a bit, we'll be able to do that.
All right. Dr. Dave Dellman, the modern-day Doc Brown, who is one step closer to a Mr. Fusion on a DeLorean, the flux capacitor. Good talking to you. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll see
you.
Guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
He doesn't think we're funny.
I think he did. I think he did think we were funny. I think he's funnier than we
are. He is funny.
He's funnier than we are, that's for sure.
I bought a bag of chips. Did you pay him for him? No, I bought a bag of chips.
Marty!